know, thanks to impeachment, though. I keep looking at new polling all the time. Thanks to impeachment, the president is beating every leading Democrat in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin as a result of this incredibly partisan nonsense. He beats Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, and Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire trying to buy the election. He gets beaten by Trump now, too. It's just as a bonus. It's kind of an aside. It's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. All right, so Adam Schiff, one of the self-appointed leaders. And what do you think this guy was like in high school? Who was this weasel in high school? Anyhow, something to think about. One of the leaders of the impeachment attacks on the president, also unable to admit that he lied repeatedly to the American people. Of course, he's been caught several times. Remember during the Russian collusion nonsense, Adam Schiff kept coming out, well, I've seen the evidence, and as soon as you see it, you're going to know. Yeah, as soon as any of us see it, we'll know, but we just haven't seen any of it, Adam. Therein lies the problem for you. Therein lies the problem for you. Let's go to bite number three with Adam Schiff, because even on ABC, when called out and said, hey, this doesn't add up, this wasn't straight, this wasn't true, he can't admit it. Bite number three with Adam Schiff. Go.
Mr. Schiff claimed DOJ met the rigor, transparency, and evidentiary basis needed to meet FISA court standards. But Mr. Horowitz makes clear that FBI officials didn't even tell senior justice officials about the concerns and irregularities of its page application. Would the court have granted the warrants if we knew the whole story? We don't know. Do you accept that your original judgments were wrong, and what can you do about it?
Well, I certainly accept that 2 years later, 170 interviews later, and 2 million documents later, the Inspector General found things that we didn't know 2 years ago. And I certainly concur with the Inspector General's conclusion that there need to be significant changes to the FISA process. We just didn't have that evidence available 2 years ago. But I think equally important,
you didn't have any evidence available,
including many that are fond of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, that somehow this investigation was tainted from the start, improperly begun, driven by political bias, that it was all essentially a deep state conspiracy. They were spying on the Trump campaign. All of that was debunked by the Inspector General. The Wall Street Journal should spend a little more time talking about that in its editorial.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal, by the way, called out in a way that I've never seen before. We're going to get to that a little bit later, but called out by the Trump administration about stories that keeps running about the trade deal with China, saying they're just false. The stories that the Wall Street Journal keeps going to anonymous sources involving the ongoing trade conversation with China, which, by the way, the president got that done. Phase one, agricultural products, intellectual property, those sorts of things are now moving forward. A deal on the table, and some of the tariffs will now not take effect. Some of the other tariffs could be scaled back. We'll talk about that coming up. Speaking of the Wall Street Journal, Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal hammered on the truth put forth by Michael Horowitz in the Inspector General's report. You see, on Monday of last week, a week ago today, Democrats and liberals were celebrating. Well, you know, they were justified in going after the president. Well, what Horowitz said is the threshold is so low that, yes, they met the threshold, but it is so low, it's almost meaningless. And then he went on to say of the 17 abuses, it was inexcusable. It was hard to fathom how that could possibly happen. Kimberly Strassel picks up on that. It's bite number four from Kim Strassel. Bite four. Go.
It's really important to talk about what the IG really did find in terms of political bias, because it's been mischaracterized. What he said is he didn't find documentary evidence of bias, which means he didn't find letterhead somewhere with DOJ on top of it saying, let's take out Trump. But he actually addresses the fact that there was bias in his report, at least from a personal perspective, among the texts that you just noted. And then, look, he also laid out for the American people to see, you know, dozens upon dozens of ways in which the FBI abused and manipulated the FISA court. And I think if, you know, what he was trying to do is say, here, people, here's the evidence. You make your own judgment. And anyone with a brain who looks at this knows that, of course, there was bias, because all of those errors go one direction.
One direction. And, of course, there's bias. What, it wasn't on letterhead? I find that shocking. It should have been right there for us all to see. All right, so that's one thing. And then, of course, James Comey was on Sunday morning television yesterday, along with Adam Schiff and others. Comey, unable to admit that he, too, was wrong, that he, too, is in serious jeopardy right now. James Comey is bite number five. Bite five. Go.
If you were still there and all of this came out and it turned out it happened on your watch, would you resign?
No, I don't think so. There were mistakes I consider more consequential than this during my tenure. And the important thing is to be transparent about it and then look to fix it and explain to the American people how you fix it.
How do you fix it? You mean like getting caught trying to take down a president? Other failures like that kind of a failure, Mr. Former Director? That must be what we're referring to. By the way, Adam Schiff and James Comey, unable to admit their failures. James Comey will be held to a higher standard than Adam Schiff, I believe. James Comey will be held to a standard by John Durham, the U.S. attorney. I think it's coming. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's coming. We'll see what happens. And this is all the story of this week. The articles of impeachment were moved out and voted out of committee along straight party lines last week, as you know, on Friday. Friday the 13th, a very unlucky day for Democrats. This week, Wednesday, we believe the articles of impeachment will be voted on the House floor. And then the President of the United States will head for Battle Creek for a Christmas celebration. And I go back, my friends, this is what I believe. It's a discrediting of the President of the United States so that when Ruth Bader Ginsburg can no longer continue as a Supreme Court justice, they will say the president cannot select her replacement because he has been impeached. That's going to be the play. They're going to try to discredit the president in that regard. Bet it. 25 after. I see that Ivy's on the way today. That's good news. 25 after on the Steve Gerber Show.